12. It's 12-12.
What when that happened?
Hello, what's up? And welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast. Today, we are gonna be sipping on our beverages. I'm drinking a ginger turmeric tea from David's Tea. This was actually gifted from The Body Shop, so thank you, The Body Shop. I wanna talk to you about spring. I have been waiting for this moment. We just passed over spring equinox here in the northern hemisphere of the world, and even if you're not in the season of spring right now, sit tight because everything we're talking about today is pretty symbolic, and you can definitely still use the symbolism of renewal and spring and just feeling like a fresh sense of self if you feel like you need that. Today's video is actually another request. This is from FeeRide13 saying, spring is here, which yes, thank God. I would love, love, love a coffee talk in spring, rebirth, beginning again, snakes changing their skins, moving on, you know, all of that. And we had all the reactions. I love that two people literally put a snake emoji to that. So that's exactly what we're gonna talk about today. And I'm gonna give you six different ways to channel that spring energy, that spring sense of renewal, and basically give yourself a refresh for the new season. Having just come out of winter, and being a winter baby myself, my birthday is in February, I feel like winter is the perfect time to truly just hibernate. I mean, how many animals hibernate? The world, in a sense, like if you live anywhere that has pretty cold winters, nature even takes a rest and reset, and everything in a sense is like gone, and if you're talking nature, dead, which sounds morbid, but more like transformation or surrender. And we come into spring and it's all about that rebirth, that renewal, that okay, like we let the dust settle, we heal, we sit with ourselves, we maybe catch our breath, we rest, and then spring comes and we pop back out and we plant new seeds and we kind of begin our process of, if we're talking the seasons in terms of cycles, then we're kind of building our momentum back up into summer again. Just where my life is at lately and my values and such lately, I've been really, really trying to live more in alignment with nature and cycles and all of that. Again, you can do this wherever you live based on whatever season you're in right now, but usually spring definitely comes with that symbolism of rebirth and plants, flowers, days begin to get longer, the trees begin to regrow their leaves, plants start to sprout again. This is also when you begin to plant your own seeds or gardens. There are lots of animals that actually give birth at this time, like cows, lambs, ducklings, and with the extra sunlight and the douses of rain, which used to be snow, things begin to regrow. I did not mean for that to rhyme, but I'm so glad it did. I just burnt my tongue. Like, all of that is just, it's such an energy, right? And when you talk about the symbolism behind that energy, it's something you can definitely, I can't even think of the right word because we're talking about something that is so energetic, and I feel like we've been talking a lot about energies lately, but all of that is an energy, and it's an energy you can tap into and bring in your own life, bring up in your own life, and really kind of align with, in a sense. And so now's a really good time to be tying up some loose ends that might still remain open, closing some doors of things that no longer serve you, relationships in your life that no longer serve you, things in your life that no longer fit you anymore. Like, we're talking from clothing to like the whole shedding of the snake skin in a metaphoric way of just like, things that just don't align with who you're trying to be or what you're working towards or what your vision is or what your values are. This is the perfect time to be planning new goals or projects, to be doing some spring cleaning, to be simplifying, organizing, gisting, if you will, and basically declutter and organizing ourselves physically, ourselves mentally, ourselves spiritually, energetically, our homes, our businesses, our work, our career, our personal lives, anything you really want. It's totally up to you. But if you've been just like working through some really deep and heavy work and you want to keep going with it, keep going with it. But you can also look at this as a time to maybe like put that to rest maybe until next winter. Like, I'm talking the real deep, dark and heavy. Like, I feel like I've been into deep meditations and wondering about like, what is the purpose of life? And like, you know, what happens after death? Like, those are really heavy things to think about, but things I like to think about in my spare time. And so those are just some things that I might be putting to rest now and kind of thinking about different symbolisms or different types of, I guess, themes in life, like rebirth and renewal or regrowth and things like that. I can't think of other words. I feel like I'm constantly gonna be repeating myself today because they're all kind of the same theme. It's a time to go at life with a new sense of youth and like fun and obviously intention and mindfulness too. It's like I feel a little bit of like weirdness right now because it's like, who am I even to tell you? It's a really good opportunity if you want to take it to step into a new you with the new season. You don't have to, but it's just an opportunity that's there. And if you decide to take it, then you've come to the right place. So let's jump into the six things that we're going to be doing. And I'm going to be talking about them today, but I am going to be vlogging them eventually for you guys. So hang tight. That is coming. I hear all the requests for more vlogs. Trust me, they're there. They're banked. They're just waiting for their spring arrival. But beginning with step number one, it's starting with a brainstorm. Now, I start everything I do with a brainstorm just because otherwise I feel like I'm very unaligned and like I'm not sure exactly which direction I'm heading in. There's this book that I read recently called Essentialism, and it talked a lot about how if you try and do 10 things at once, you're heading in 10 different directions and you're gonna get there 10%, versus if you go after one thing, then you can put 100% in. Does that make sense? So I do this either on my laptop computer or on a piece of paper in my journal, and ultimately, it really depends on what I'm brainstorming, but for today, if we're brainstorming, you know, that sense of spring renewal, then I would probably write something like spring makeover at the top, just because that just sounds right. You can either write down things you're struggling with or things you're aspiring for in all the different areas of your life. If you need some examples, these would be things like relationships, personal, business, your finances, your goals, your health and wellness, your home life, anything of the sort, your sense of adventure. And then from there, you would write down either the thing that is blocking you or that you're struggling with or getting in your way, or the thing that you're aspiring for. Either or, this is again just to set your focus on what exactly you're gonna do. Just if you are writing down things you're struggling with, don't forget to kind of like flip it on its head and be like, okay, what action or what ingredient to life would I need in order to make this not a struggle and instead be a sense of flow? How can I let energy flow through this or past this thing? So from here, we're gonna write down what our overall intention is with this season. Again, just a friendly reminder, like you definitely don't have to be hardcore about this. I love to plan. I love to do like intention setting and journaling and things like this. And I love new seasons. I love moon cycles. I love every single Sunday just having an excuse to set my focus somewhere and begin. But the whole point is to make this simple so that it's applicable to your life. So like, it's not to say that we're gonna be like, I wanna change my entire existence this spring. Like that's a little intense. So here's some examples that I wrote down. My goal for this spring is to feel refreshed and aligned energetically, to shift into a new online role in my career, to prep and plan my home and environment for spring. So those are like the three main focuses that I want to basically get out of this spring project, this spring sense of renewal or rebirth that we're getting at today. Then next, ask yourself, like, what is the measure of your goal complete? So the first one was a little difficult. To feel refreshed and aligned energetically is more so a way or a system of living rather than an actual attainable goal. To do things like journal closed tabs and goal setting, which sounds confusing, but journal closed tabs just means if I feel like I am super out of alignment or overwhelmed or chaotic or anxious or worried, then I close the tabs mentally, but in my journal by just like closing down the things that I'm worried about so that I can put them to rest in my journal and move on with my day. Or goal set, like set my goals and intentions for the day. You don't have to do this every day, just something that I can do to stay energetically refreshed and aligned. Next, I have a fully unpacked, cleaned, and organized home, and to finish off the home projects that I've already begun. The next one is to plant my garden, and then last but not least, the Co's membership and Co's Flow Studio launch, which is me stepping into the new role of my career. So that's what it's gonna look like when my goals are complete this spring. And then finally, the pathway to achieving your goals. So what is it gonna take for you to do? What systems, what habits, the actions you need to take in order to complete that goal? So the journal session would be to do a giant winter closed tab. Like, are there big things like contemplating life and death that I might need to close the tab on? Doing a journal session of some spring goal setting, which I just did in a vlog. doing a designated room by room gist day or plan of attack. So because I have little house projects in each and every room and I wanna just organize all the closets in each and every room, then I can just do a designated Sunday for the next few weeks to each room, which will allow me to get my house complete without ever having to like go in one crazy, just like crash course clean the house, which is, it could be fun, but that sounds stressful and this sounds like a way easier way to get it all done without burning myself out. Next would be to brainstorm my garden beds, to do my mindful purchasing of all of the seeds that I need for my garden and materials I need for my garden, to do my calendar plan and set for planting and replanting them outside again, brainstorm some green thumb habits into my current routine. So once I have a garden, I'm gonna need to like keep up with that garden. Currently, I don't have a garden, so my routine does not have any designated time to do this. I'm pretty tight about my routines during the week, so it's basically just to brainstorm. I have 15 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day to just like tend to my garden in the springtime. So those are just examples of mine. Like again, simplify. You don't need to answer all of these questions. You don't need to do 3 or 4 projects like I am. I'm just extreme all the time. I'm gonna take a quick pause here and say, if you don't wanna do like a full spring operation, project renewal, rebirth, and you just want to get a sense of like refreshment for your spring, then you can downsize this entire like mini project series into just realigning your values. In my own life, I'm really discovering the value of having values. Wow, that was funny. But only because when you know what your values are and you show up every single day, there's gonna be days that things fluctuate, like your moods or your time or your productivity or the things that are outside of your control, like the things that happen to you, the weather. But when you have values that are the backbone of either your business or your personal life, then those are the things that basically gas the tank, fuel you up to keep going even when the going gets tough. It's easy to do the things you wanna do on good days. It's hard to do the things that you are aligned with or wanna do on the hard days. And so if you don't want to do all of this, all you can do is just sit down and realign with your values. You can pick 3, 5, maybe. If you're going big with life, you can pick 10, but I feel like keeping it 3 to 5 allows it to be easier to remember, that are most in alignment with the life that you want to live. And then every single action day, or you know, you can create a little routine out of realigning with those values. You can print them out and hang them on your wall. You can shift them each season or keep them for the year or for years at a time. Values are just really important. I feel like that's like the base bone and foundation of everything we do, say, and just create on this planet. And I think that when you don't know what your values are, then you'll say yes to a lot of things or you'll do a lot of things and not really know why you're doing them. And so some values I was holding really near and dear in the wintertime were healing, resting, rooting. And even though I am still healing, resting, and rooting, as I'm coming into spring, I feel like I'm shifting into some new energies, like trust, love, mindfulness, which I mentioned, vulnerability, and discipline, because I am working hard right now, so I need that sense of discipline. I'm valuing learning discipline, acting through discipline, and how that discipline is helping me build the life that I'm trying to build right now. So your values will change. It's just a good opportunity to refresh your values before entering a new season. That said, if you want to do the full makeover project, then keep hanging out because we're going to jump into step 2 next.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So, step two. You guys, we can't have a spring makeover without doing some spring cleaning. Look at the space around you right now and be like, okay, time to refresh the Atmo. And I cannot stand that I keep on saying the word Atmo in coffee talks, but it keeps slipping out. I can't help it. But you can make this really fun. You can also break this up over a couple Sundays. Crank open the windows if it's nice enough to do that. Clean out your fridge and pantry. Restock at the grocery store. Get yourself some fresh flowers as you do. Go room to room and just do a 5-minute declutter or tidy. Like literally set a 5-minute timer on your phone and by each room, just go ham for 5 minutes and declutter and tidy that room. Going into spring is also a really good time to do the types of deep cleaning that we maybe don't always do every Sunday. So again, you can split this up over multiple Sundays, but doing things like washing the baseboards or washing the floors or like deep cleaning your bathrooms, deep cleaning your kitchens and your kitchen appliances, flipping your mattress if you have a flippable mattress, because that's something it's actually very good to do so that your mattress doesn't get too wonky. Cleaning obviously your sheets, pillows, cases. Maybe you can clean out your garage or your car, which is next up on my to-do list. Anything that you really spend a lot of time and energy in. So another really good option for me right now would be to do my office, because it is very unorganized. It looks clean, but it's not organized at all. And if you're feeling all out, like mop the floors, sage the house, open the windows, get the new energy flowing in and out, maybe make a new playlist for the spring, get yourself a new plant, give yourself a little project makeover. I'm doing my bedroom this spring or this year, anything like that. Just anything that's gonna give you a sense of renewal in your space. And then step three, we're gonna simplify. Simplifying is something that I think I'm getting better at every single year, and just getting more and more comfortable with living with less and living with more mindfulness, really, to need less. This does not just need to be your space. I mean, of course, when you're cleaning out your closets and cleaning out your house, like simplify that too and make sure everything that it's in your house has a purpose. But you can also do this with your routines, with your systems, with your business or your career. You can do this with your relationships and your circle too. Like you can really downsize and simplify and decluttering the amount of things that take up energetic space in your life. Truly everything that is in your life is taking up some sort of energetic space, and when you interact with that thing, whether it is a piece of clothing that's tucked way back deep in the closet and it's just sitting there holding up all that dead space and weight because you know you're never gonna wear that shirt again, to people in your life that are holding you back or weighing you down in some type of way, or maybe things that you committed to a long time ago that no longer align with your values now, goals that you could have set that no longer align with your values now. Sometimes we deem everything to be essential in our lives that really isn't. And this is why the whole value part was so important, because a really good way to know whether or not something is worth taking up energetic space in your life is to look at your values and ask if this thing, this relationship, this goal, this routine is in alignment with those values. And you might have different values for work or for your personal life or for all of family life, everything in between. But again, it just gives you an opportunity to think like, okay, well, what are my values for, let's say, my career? And then does this career goal align to those values? And if not, get rid of it. Like get rid of all the non-essentials, hack away at them all and free up that space for yourself. Be careful too, because if you are someone that has spent most of your life living in excess, then you'll notice that when you declutter and you simplify, there might be an urge to instantly fill that space back up again. But try your hardest not to, or if you're going to, make it something that's mindful or like an alignment with yourself if you want to. Which brings me to our fourth step for a new sense of spring renewal this year, and that is to start something new. Again, kind of making a note of what we just said. Not necessarily anything new, unless you want to just randomize a new thing and go for it, because that actually sounds really fun. But you can also do this intentionally. You can choose a hobby, maybe something you've been thinking about for a long time, but you never give yourself the permission or the time to do it. Maybe something you saw someone else do that made you just so happy and excited, and it made you like want to give it a try. Like, I keep on seeing people painting everywhere, and now I feel like painting. I keep seeing paintings everywhere on Instagram, Pinterest, and I'm like, you know what? I know I'm not gonna be that great, but I just wanna sit down and paint and see what comes out of my fingertips. You could plant a garden, do it with me. You can read a new book. You can start a new show. You can watch a new documentary. Like, this doesn't have to be extreme either. You can try a new routine out. You can start implementing a daily walk outside in the sun into your day to day now that it's getting nice out again. Oh, that just gave me goosebumps. Clearly that's a sign my body was like, yes, please. Maybe you're in the position to adopt a new doggy. I really want to do that too. God, I'm just like getting myself excited by giving you guys ideas. Start a new podcast. Start a YouTube channel. You could start a dancing TikTok if you want. I don't know. You could meet a new friend safely. Do it safely. But meet a new friend. Start talking to someone new. You could try a new sport. You could try biking. You could try running. Basically anything big to small. Something that pulls you out of your comfort zone, brings you into new territory, and generates new types of thoughts, of feelings, of reactions, of knowledge, of experience, and so much more. So step number 5 is, even if it isn't all that nice out yet, slowly start inching into spending more time outside. If you want to. Everything I ever tell you is always on an if you want to basis. I put this down for myself, so that's why I'm sharing it today, because I feel like the nicer it gets, the more I want to be outside. I can't tell you how many times, especially when I was living in the city, I would spend days just completely locked inside, especially last summer, and think like, I don't want to do this again. Like, I don't want to waste another day, but there was either nothing to do, nowhere to go, or I just felt like I would make all these excuses up in my head not to just get outside on a nice day. And if I actually had work to do, that's not an excuse. But I'm talking days where I literally would just sit there on the couch and look outside and see how nice it was and be like, I know I should get out there. 10 minutes, 5 minutes, you can have a tea, you can have a coffee, you can go for a walk with your dog. You can just literally stand in the window and bask in the sunlight until it's nice enough to go outside if you like to do that. You could find some trails or some hiking areas around you. You could maybe call up a friend or a family member to go on a walk, or even just sit on your front porch and have coffee. Just spending little moments outside, I feel like, again, introduces that spring energy. I'm too excited. The winter season, especially in terms of outside and the outdoors and nature, like, it takes a lot of that feeling away. Winter is still beautiful. Like, the trees are still out there. There are definitely still animals. Snow is majestic as hell. But spring, when it comes back, we start to see the regrowth of things like plants and flowers, and animals come back out of hibernation, and it just feels like the sun coming up after a really, really long night, right? Watching the slow cycle of regrowth, watching the trees slowly get more green and green again, watching flowers that you maybe planted bulb. If you walk the same trail every day and you notice the little differences in nature as spring begins to continue to blossom, either way, just getting outside. I mean, we all know this, science has shown, like, being outside is good for you. It's good for resetting. It's good for your mind. It's good for your body. It's good for your skin. It's good for your nose and your lungs as you're breathing in the fresh air outside. Hearing the birds, feeling the sun on your face, like, those, that just sounds like just like a nice warm golden music video, and I just want to be in that music video forever and ever. So the last way that you can bring some new sense of spring energy into your life is by trying a new style. Now, this is a little different than the trying something new, although it's kind of, I mean, this could be in a sense trying something new, but I don't mean just like the style that you wear physically. And you definitely can, like, you can refresh your style a little bit. I just got this shirt. It's from Reformation. It's a completely like eco-friendly, ethical brand. It's a little pink tie around top, and it's super cute for spring. I just hit myself in the eye. Self-image all begins with the way that we perceive ourselves, and then how we perceive ourselves kind of floats to the surface in terms of our self-image. And so, yes, you can change your clothes, you can change your hair, you can change your nails, you can change the way you do your makeup, but it all really starts with changing your thoughts and the style of your thoughts. And so I'm still on a big journey right now with just like being more confident in who I am and really trying to embrace those values and not just like talk the talk, but walk the walk and love my body and just really just have healthy thoughts about myself. They don't have to always be happy thoughts about myself, but just healthy thoughts about myself, that even when I notice something like a spot on my skin or a part of my body that might not be my favorite, to look at it healthily and think like, oh, but thank God my skin keeps me protected, or hug the people I love. Trying new styles can also include trying new styles of music. Like, when was the last time you dipped into a genre you've never listened to before? You could try new forms of expression with painting and or writing, or like we said earlier, your clothes or your fashion. You can try new styles of cooking by cooking yourself new things in the kitchen and trying to live in alignment with the seasons. See what is locally available for you in terms of produce or food in your area, and then try and make a really yummy spring recipe out of all of the local produce you picked up. You can try a new style or expression of love by, have you ever heard of the love languages? And we all have them. Like, we all have ways that we express love and ways that we notice or accept love in a sense. And so you could try a new love language, but you could also just try a new style of expression of love by like making something for somebody that you really care about, or just doing something like a gesture that might show somebody you really care about that you care about them. And of course, I mean, you can change up your hair. You can swap out your winter clothes for your spring clothes. If you do need to make some purchases, you can try some new brands or some new styles. It's basically all about just bringing that fresh sense of energy back into your life. The whole point is to really just have fun with it, and you can use the symbolism of spring to bring some fresh energy into your life, or you can kind of just ride the waves and let spring take you where spring's gonna take you, because it's gonna take you somewhere. It's gonna introduce new energy into your life regardless. You can harness in on that and do some of the things we talked about today, or you can just ride the wave and see what spring has sprung into your life. I don't know what I'm trying to say right now, but it doesn't really matter because we've gotten to the end of our chat today. So if you guys have anything to add to today's talk, anything that you think might be a good way to bring a new sense of fresh energy into your life for spring, please leave it in the YouTube comment section. And if you are going to do any of these things, if you have any ideas, if you just feel like chatting or sharing, go ahead, start a conversation below. And outside of that, I will talk to all of you guys in the next warm beveraged chat. Happy spring and happy Aries season, and I'm sending you guys all the best vibes, and I'll talk to you then. Bye guys.